Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, last week he requested his own walk-up song. I think we're using You Can Call Me Al's. Is this Meatloaf, Aaron? Yeah. Well,
there you go. Yeah, he said he wanted some meatloaf. He got it.
Ask and you shall receive. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com beat writer, has covered the team for years, as does so expertly. He's got his own walk-up song now. Did you like the meatloaf spin we gave you, Adam?
I did. That's a really good choice. Thank you for that. That makes me feel special. I mean, no offense to Paul Simon.
None taken, and we'll certainly not make him aware of the change here. Hey, is the South Beach flu a thing? It's a thing in basketball, right? The team goes down to play the Miami Heat, and they get there a little bit early, and they maybe go out, they club it up a little bit, and they're a little sluggish in the game the next day, especially if it's like an afternoon game on a Sunday. Does that exist in baseball?
Maybe. Do you know what it reminds me of, Greg? Do you remember years ago when the Brewers let Sports Illustrated embed with them for a road trip? And it's the trip that produced that famous photo of Bob Uecker and all his Speedo-wearing glory.
Yes, weren't like Corey Hart and J.J. Hardy playing ping pong out by the pool? And
exactly, yeah. Uecker refers to that as my swimsuit issue, which is one of the things he said that made me laugh the hardest, because he says it like so quick. So they embedded Sports Illustrated, and it was a Miami leg, and I think they went like 0-7 on this like horrible road trip. And then it was all chronicled in the pages of Sports Illustrated. So it is a place where that can often happen. I don't know. I mean, they got in pretty late, I think, from Houston, and I don't know. But it's not like the old days. Like in the old days where they would go out and, you know, players would go have a too good a time in certain cities. Nobody does that anymore, you guys. They're all wearing their whoops. They're all worried about, like, what percent recovery they're getting. Alcohol is not as a part of the game like it used to be. I mean, it is not like an off-the-field party like it was. These guys are so focused on health, and I don't know that that's as much a factor anymore. Maybe sun from being out on the beach. Maybe they're all just tired from too much sun.
You said they're wearing their whoops. What are their whoops?
Yeah. A whoop is, come on, Greg. You don't know whoops and aura rings?
I'm not wearing one.
I just know, like, whoop, whoop.
It is a whoop is a wearable device. It's a little band. You usually put it on your ankle. Probably 85% of the players have it on their ankle. Christian Yelich just changed his band the other day. It measures your everything, your heart rate, your like calorie output, your sleep, your recovery, and you get a reading on your smartphone. And it tells you, you know, like some days if Yelich is on base all night and he steals a bunch of bases and he runs down three balls in the outfield, his, like, output will be really high, and then he'll need more sleep that night to properly recover. And it's a way to monitor your recovery. There's a ring that does it too. Wade Miley used to wear the ring. So it's these little tech things to monitor recovery and things like that.
So what do you think has changed over the years? Or is it a combination of, you know, hey, we've got some cool technology that can monitor your health, younger guys maybe not drinking as much, period, and maybe just this generation thinking, you know, I understand what's on the line here?
All of it. All of that put together, and the amount of money that's on the line, it's all put together. I think the days of, like, you know, Mickey Mantle partying his way through a Hall of Fame career are just a lot more rare. There's not alcohol in the clubhouse like there used to be. I don't think there's the late nights like there used to be. There's sleep specialists that come in and talk to these guys throughout the year. Everybody is intensely focused on health and recovery. It is a very, very difficult game. When every pitcher is coming out throwing 95 and 97, it is a different, it's just a different level of competition right now. And people might get mad hearing that because baseball is this great old game that we love. And the players of yesteryear had their own challenges that they dealt with. And the great players, it takes nothing away. The game is just a lot, every sport right now, it's just a lot faster, a lot more specialized. And I would venture to say that in all the sports, players are way, way more focused now on health and recovery than they are on partying their way through a career.
Yeah, Gorman Thomas once told me that his recovery device was a six-pack of Pabst and a pack of Marb Reds.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a joke.
I mean, hitters used to duck it. You know, they'd strike out, they'd duck into the tunnel and smoke a cigarette to cool off. I mean, Sparky Anderson would burn heaters while he's managing the ball game and just sit there and all game long. Those days are definitely over.
Yeah, that's why Harvey Keene at the age of 52 looked like he was 78.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Have you seen those? Those are great where they show, like, old ball players and they're, like, 26 years old and they look like your grandfather.
Right.
Hey, Adam, the Brewers made a move to bring in a fresh arm, a guy people weren't expecting. What can you tell us about Bradley from Biloxi, as I'm going to call him, because full disclosure, I don't know what his last name is or how to
Bradley
pronounce it.
Bradley Blaylock from Biloxi. That's a good tongue twister. The Brewers got him from the Red Sox at the trade deadline. Remember last year they made a couple of moves. They got Mark Canna. They got Carlos Santana. They brought in some hitters that helped them down the stretch. This was a move that was much less publicized because it happened amongst a bunch of other things. But they got him from the Red Sox for Luis Urias, and he was a guy coming off Tommy John surgery, missed 2022 and part of 23. So he was sort of like a lottery ticket kind of guy, but a big arm who they liked, and he was one of the Brewers' top 30 prospects. But just because he was at Double-A, he wasn't necessarily on the radar. But look, they've dipped way far down, we've talked about this, into their depth at this point. And this is the kind of thing that happens when you go there. And the thing that the GM, Doug Melvin, always said this to players, once you get to Double-A, you're a phone call away. And that might not sound right because we think of Triple-A as the level that's the springboard to the majors. But there are examples over the years. I mean, I remember way back when Dontrell Willis, correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but I think he jumped from Double-A way back in the day and then kind of took MLB by storm. And there are some examples of it. It's rare, but it can happen. So it's probably good for that whole Double-A team because everybody now is like, look, I got to be ready because if it can happen to him, it can happen to me.
Right.
Well, and there's certainly no shortage of injuries. Brewers had Christian Yelich steal home last night. There was a ball that got stuck underneath the fencing that prevented a run from scoring from the Brewers and a one-run loss. It was like some Little League elements to last night's game, Adam. It was kind of strange toward the end.
Yeah, and then the way that they tie the Marlins manufacturer run off Trevor McGill, who's been really good for them, that stuff happens. I would say that with all of the sort of moving parts that they've had, including the big one, not having Devin Williams, your all-world closer, to be as stable as they have out of that pen has been pretty impressive. And last night is a night where the Marlins are able to manufacture one. Stuff like that's going to happen. The steal of home is really cool. The first straight steal of home for the Brewers since Scott Pasednik in the early 2000s. So it's a rare thing, and it's just a very – his baseball IQ is really high, you know, people get frustrated with the injuries because he's a, you know, well-compensated player and a big part of their plans, obviously. But when he's on the field, his baseball IQ is exceptionally high, and I think he proved it with that steal of home.
Always good stuff from Adam McKelvey. No South Beach flu for him. If you do get a mojito, however, they put real sugar cane in those in Miami, so I'd certainly advise you to try and grab one before you get out of town.
Full disclosure, I've been diverted to Jacksonville for a family wedding. So I'm in Florida, just the wrong part. And it is steamy here. And I will try. I'm on my way to the airport to head home already. But I'll see if I can. Maybe they have mojitos in Jacksonville.
Well, see what you can do. Please report back.
Fresh mojito is great.
And we're going to get with them in Boston. So
we're going to get Greg one of those whoops for himself.
Yes. No, I kind of want one of those.
Yeah,
that seems right up your alley.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have one.
Perfect.
All right. I didn't know what it was called. I heard of the aura thing.
Whoop, whoop.
Always good stuff from Adam McKelvey. Thank you, Adam. We'll check in again next week.
See you guys.
It's 11:46 on WTMJ. So about a week ago, the Packers' regular season schedule was unveiled, and we spoke the next day about, all right, time to get your travel plans in order. Well, the Packers are making that much easier for you. We'll explain how after this.